Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and we are broadcasting this Talkin' Music program live at KVNF in Paonia. We have Paonia local Americana singer-songwriter Gabrielle Louise on the line. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi, Corey. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so good to have you. Thank you for calling in from across the street.
Yeah, I can almost see you through the window.
I know. Do a little wave. You just released your new album on March 20th. It's called The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. Let's start with a song, and then we'll come back and talk about your new album. What are you going to start with?
Sounds great. Well, I'd love to share the track Stillness Speaks.
Okay, great. Here we go.
In the darkness, in the vastness, the quiet, it is a canvas, so be still.
Oh, was a song called Stillness Speaks by singer-songwriter Gabrielle Louise. That cut is brand new. It's off her album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. I'm Corey Stanton. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music. We're broadcasting live, and we've got Gabrielle on the phone here with us. Hey, Gabby.
Hi there. We're glad to be here.
We're so happy to have you. Well, let's talk about this last song. And, you know, you just released your new album on March 20th, 2020. I feel like that was a pretty big day as far as how rapidly things started to change with the coronavirus crisis. This current situation is affecting all of us in different ways. What's been the most challenging part of this massive shift for you as a musician?
Yeah, right around the time that the CD came out, I, of course, had a pretty robust CD release tour planned, of which we're just saying it's postponed. We're not using the word canceled. We're just saying postponed. We're definitely going to do it later. But that was a little bit of an adjustment. Although I have to say that in the end, I was happy to have the time to kind of slow down and just take a moment to tap into my creativity and rest after crossing such a big milestone with releasing the record. And I still am planning on giving a CD release concert here in Paonia at the Paradise on May 23rd, pending developments over the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to just say that, you know, it has been a challenge personally, in addition to professionally, to just not find myself existing in a constant state of fear or reaction, but kind of trying to find that sweet spot between being conscious and proactive and not allowing the fear of other to dominate in this time. I think it's really important to stay in a place where connection is occurring and nourishing each other, even if that's expressed remotely.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example of how we can still stay connected and support our local musicians and musicians from all over. So really happy to have you on tonight's Talkin' Music. Let's go into another song off your album. What's next?
I'd love to share a cut called Time. This is a song that I recorded and wrote last winter. And yeah, I'll let the song speak for itself, but maybe we can discuss it a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. This is Time off Gabrielle Louise's new album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart.
time.
That was Time, a song off of Gabriel Louise's new album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. You're tuned in to a live talk and music on KVNF. I'm your host, Corey Stanton, and we have Gabriel Louise on the line here. Thanks for calling in for this program and to talk about your new album.
Absolutely.
Well, talk to me about your song, Time.
Yeah, well, I think that it's pretty interesting. Major portions of this record that came out on the 20th were written in pretty severe solitude, living up in my little casa up on Garvin Mesa. And in the wintertime, when I was just kind of quietly tending the wood stove and looking out at the silent snow-covered fields. And it's interesting now that it's the spring, but it's coming out in this landscape of all of us taking time to contemplate collectively. And I'm just feeling that it's such a profound moment in human history for that reason, that we've been kind of forced to take pause and contemplate and reassess together. And I keep hearing this metaphor circulating of humanity like collectively going into a cocoon, which is really very much how I felt when I was writing that song and processing my grief for the end of a former relationship. And I just keep thinking and hoping that that's what we can do with this time now together, is process our collective grief and reimagine how we want to interact with one another.
Yeah, really sweet to see people coming together and communities coming together in this time.
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. I think the upside of all of this is that our investment in one another's well-being is increasing. And we're realizing that unless we take care of one another, we're all at risk. And that instinct to cherish each other is just waking up inside us.
Yeah. Before this interview, you had emailed me a copy of a press release that I can't remember exactly when you wrote it, but it was several months ago. And the first line says, for the most part, the songs on this record were born in solitude. You just mentioned you wrote most of this up on Garvin Mesa in your little sweet home there. With the recent stay-at-home order from Governor Polis here in Colorado, are you feeling a bit full circle here?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, like I said, it is just a wonderful opportunity, and we could enter into a new paradigm where we're recognizing that our need to come into harmony with one another and with nature is imminent. And part of that, I think, epiphany is born from solitude and having enough space around ourselves that we can hear our own voices kind of percolating to the surface above the noise of everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did a really special thing for us here at KBNF. You recorded your song Words off your new album acoustically. We're going to play that next. Do you want to talk about Words?
Yeah, I think maybe once again I'll let the song speak for itself, but it is another song that maybe was born in a state of catharsis and transition. Yeah, it's called Words to Wade Through.
Okay, we're going to take a listen now. Stay with us.
There's an awful lot of words to wade through, and I know that neither of us know the way. You don't want to hear about the way I blame you. I don't want to hear a single thing you say. Oh, how did we run aground? once there was so much water, we'd drown. Mother Teresa makes a daily habit, loving a man she cannot touch or see. She'd lose her sanity in half a moment if he looked at her the way you look at me. Oh, how did we run ashore? Once I was someone you adored. Ooh, I wanna howl at the moon, it hurts. Will I ever not be blue? Don't wanna talk about our rerun sorrows or spin our wheels inside that ancient pain. Door is open, we just have to walk through. Right outside is the living day. Oh, how did we come undone? Once I was someone you loved. You can howl at the moon, it hurts. Will you ever not be blue? I wanna take you out into the desert and make love under the scattered stars. The solution might be not to solve it. We can only be right where we are. How did the whale run dry? Do me a favor, darling. Don't try. We can howl at the moon, it hurts. Maybe then we don't have to be blue.
That was an acoustic version of Words from Gabriel Louise's new album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're listening to a live broadcast of Talk and Music. I have Gabriel Louise on the line. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Corey.
Thanks for being with us tonight. And
yeah.
Wow, that song, you know, I was really sitting here listening to the words, and I've heard that song before, but it's very relatable, and I appreciate you sharing just, you know, from such a raw place. In a promo video for your new album, you mentioned that your grief was a gift. Can you explain how all that transpired into this album?
Yeah, I feel like this whole record for me was a process of transformation. I was really learning about how to integrate my sorrow and disappointment into who I am and be proud of it, and then to just continue to keep going and not just stop there in that sorrowful state, but to recognize that healing is the most natural thing that our hearts and our bodies want to do. And to continue to suffer is really a self-imposition. And so the whole record is really a collection of songs about that from different vantage points, some personal and some other people's stories, you know, all stories of kind of the inherent ability that human beings have to be resilient and to recover. There's a song that I wrote for my mother It was just a wonderful story. And another one for an imagined young man living up in Somerset, maybe 1950. There's a song that I covered from Woody Guthrie called Deportee about Mexican immigrant workers that died in a plane crash in 1949. So it's just a collection of these kind of portraits. It's like a quilt of these portraits of human beings that are choosing hope despite hardship.
Yeah. What do you hope others will take away from listening to your new album?
That it's okay to be alone, especially right now. You know, that's a beautiful space, actually. It's a space of great opportunity. And the growth is always underway. I wrote a poem to kind of, as a little bit of a thesis statement for the new record. I thought maybe I could share that with you.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
I am holistically assembled from my ghosts, my shame, my disappointments, and my radiance, my achievements, and my hope. I am both grateful for and present to the gift that is the unending alteration of the human heart. My biggest wish will be to die assembled from the thousands of people I've loved, the compassion I've felt, the trials I've overcome. I am nothing more than a Frankenstein of that of which I have deeply known and taken into my bones, exchanged sweat with, swapped sorrows, heaped in laughter, ran toward aspiration, failed, mourned, and matured, then woken up to a new day and decided, with the delight of a child, to do it again. When I have sewn up all my sadness, I cast out the quilt of me and see the diverse portrait I have become, never having feared to love or to integrate my sorrow into me. When I have picked my proudest moments and framed my favorite to recall, I see the self as prized but dead, for the work is always still ahead and not done making me at all.
Wow. That was an original poem from Gabriel Louise. We're live here. It's Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm your host, Corey Stanton. And yeah, we're talking with Gabriel Louise about her new album. Thank you for sharing those beautiful words.
You're most welcome.
And you have one more song for us. But first, I want to know, talk to me about some of the highlights of recording this album.
Sure. Well, it was beautiful to work with a kind of core team of people that I really trust after a 14-year career of collaborating with some of these characters. My engineer, Tim Mitchell, is a longtime friend and fellow Berkeley graduate who helped co-produce and record the record. And then I had my core band, Greg Schockett of Boulder, Colorado, and Damon Smith on the drums, John McMillan, upright bass from Albuquerque, New Mexico. But it was really delightful to work with former collaborator David Reinhardt, who sang harmonies on some of the songs, including Time, that you heard earlier, and former Paeonia resident Brody Kinder.
Awesome.
Sang a harmony on the track called See in the Dark.
Great. Well, this last track is called Don't Touch Me. And we were joking earlier, it's not really a joking song, but I was making a kind of joke about just social distancing. And not that I think that is funny, I'm taking it very seriously, but talk to me about Don't Touch Me.
Yeah, I mean, I think originally it was written with a little bit of a comedic slant. It was like kind of derivative of the Me Too movement, but with a dose of humor in it. But yeah, it does take on a whole new meaning now with social distancing.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen and then we'll be back. Thanks for being with me.
Absolutely.
Hope I'm understood. one could blame me. It's easy to see why I'd feel this way. And don't try to save me. So don't touch me.
That was a song called Don't Touch Me off Gabriel Louise's brand new album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. Gabriel, share with us where we can find your music and find updates on your tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now the record is just available either from my website or from Bandcamp, which are the two most equitable platforms to purchase music from an independent musician. The majority of your purchasing power goes directly to the musician and not a middleman. But shortly here in a couple of weeks, it'll also be up for streaming on Spotify and some of the other regular platforms. And yeah, people can stay updated at my website. I certainly do hope to be keeping some of the CD release shows intact and rescheduling others into the summer and fall. And I'm sure by then I will be just so relieved to give each and every one of you a big hug.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on Talkin' Music. We love you here at KVNF, and we hope you write more music in this time of solitude.
Thank you, and all you listeners out there, please consider contributing to the Pledge Drive.
Thank you, Gabby.
Have a wonderful day, Corey.
Thank you.
Take care.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Gabriel Louise's new album, The Unending Alteration of the Human Heart. Thanks for listening.